Prologue, the first, early 21st century A.D. He crouched utterly still in the sweet blackness of the tunnel, a strange peace gripping him. The silence died prematurely when the other two began bolstering their courage with familiar chants that smothered his ears with tired cliches. "Quiet," he breathed. If he could see their eyes, they would be squinting suspiciously at his latest blasphemy. The men complied nonetheless, and that was all that mattered. He needed to hear the sound of the engines. Timing. It meant success or failure, escape or capture, life or death. A siren whirred to life a few hundred feet away. The fools must have finally noticed the incoming bombers on the radar.
Nearly time.
He felt the cold metal of the loaded weapon in his hands.
Old friend, once again, give me truth. Give me justice. Give me life. Life. What a life I have is forfeit.
If captured, not even the ghost leopard could save him now. No. He would die fighting for this cause, just as his father before him. The tunnel could provide a perfectly timed exit, but what was the chance the charges would seal off their retreat at just the right time? Everything seemed possible, yet so improbable in this extravagant charade. No, this was little more than a disguised suicide mission. For what? His silent god? His dead father? His mysterious leader? And what had he done to earn this holy rite? This sacred honor? This bloody curse?
The ghost must have known. He always knew. Well, at least I have prepared. Father never had that chance. She will miss me. But yes, it is for her that I do this. Please, forgive me for leaving you.
Jet turbines roared to life, momentarily tensing his every muscle.
Time.
He slid aside the pallet covering the tunnel. The three men climbed out behind the shed, remaining low in the early morning shadows, nearly 30 feet apart. 100 yards away, a fighter jet tested its engines. It awaited another jet being towed out of a nearby hangar. The two would take off together, scrambling as a second wave to meet a phantom enemy from the east. The control tower stood several hundred yards away, just within range. He raised his arm and the other two each aimed their RPGs at the distant jets. A second after he flung his arm down, he heard the whoosh of the two rockets, their flaming tails trailing the explosives hurling, not 10 feet above the ground. One rocket penetrated the shell of the first F-16, and the jet exploded. The other sped a foot above the fuselage of the other jet and crashed into the hangar.
A shame, but not mission critical.
As he leveled his launcher toward the tower, he heard an explosion he hadn't expected. When it rumbled from below, the part of him that still longed to live pretended it was an earthquake or explosion deep in the bowels of the airbase. His brain knew better. The tunnel charges had triggered early, ending any hope for escape.
Why? Of course. Yet another clean ending for the ghost leopard.
Focusing on the tower, he pulled the trigger on his launcher, but he never saw the tower explode. He never even saw the rocket leave the launcher. Instead, his eyes were blinded in a millisecond, though his brain never registered the appearance of the bright white light flashing from the weapon in front of his face. A rapture of bullets soon followed. But they simply compounded the corruption of his already dead flesh.